the American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. And by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense.
This is The National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you. The men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there. And it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Hey, welcome into The National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we got a real hot shot jet pilot. This guy, Glenn Archer, is with us. Glenn, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
F-16 Top Gun.
That was a long time ago, but I was very proud of my military service.
Hey, listen, that's about as good as it gets, isn't it?
It sure is.
And, 15 years in the Virginia Air National Guard and the reserves as an F-16 pilot. And, I mean, it would just make sense that right after that, you invent some kind of a brush.
I do. You know, I've been doing this a long time, trying to start new companies with new cool products, and I've had a lot of great success doing it.
It does kind of make sense, though, you know, and I want to talk about your brush here in a minute, Brush Hero, the ultimate detail brush. But it does kind of make sense because if you're an F-16 pilot, you got to have resources. You got to make decisions. You got to be innovative. You got to do all those things, right?
That's so true, Randy. You know, when I started flying F-16s was back in 1988, and I really enjoyed it. It provided an immense amount of challenging circumstances for me, and I love challenges in life, whether it be climbing mountains, whether it be flying F-16s, or whether it be building companies. They're all very similar to each other.
So tell me a little bit about your brush, if you will, and what it does. What kind of gave you the idea for this?
Well, it's really cool. It's a cool little brush. It actually is a brush you just connect to your garden hose, and the low-pressure water system of your garden hose actually spins the brush, and you can clean just about anything with it. We especially sell it to people that own motorcycles and people that own cars that like to clean the wheels of their cars. But people find all types of uses for it. They connect it to their hose, and they clean their wicker furniture or their bird bath or their clay pots or their bicycles or mountain bikes. So it works all over the place, and it's really relatively inexpensive.
Okay, now that you're talking about that, Glenn, I think I saw you on Shark Tank. I remember that brush. How long has that been?
I was on Shark Tank back in January of this year.
Okay.
Which was a really exciting time.
Yeah, well, first of all, just to make it onto Shark Tank is a momentous occasion because I can't even imagine how many applications they get for new products all the time. So congratulations on just making it on the show. But which part is tougher, being a pilot doing an F-16 Top Gun or the Shark Tank?
That's a really good question. Both had their kind of nerve-wracking experiences. But really, I would say probably being a F-16 fighter pilot was being a little harder, a little more difficult.
So I can't remember exactly what happened. Kind of take us through that, if you will.
Well, you know, there's something like 40,000 people apply to get on Shark Tank, and we were very lucky to be asked to come on.
Wow.
And get accepted. And we, you basically spend, your life practicing your two-minute pitch.
Sure.
And then you spend almost an hour talking to the sharks. And they walk you through just about everything, about how you got started in the business, what you used to do. They asked me about my military service and my F-16 service.
Sure.
To the country. And then they at the very end, they start dropping out, so to speak, about, they start saying, well, I wanted to give you a deal, but I can't.
Right.
Because of these reasons.
Right.
So we ended up with two really good deals, both from Lori and Damon. And then some other things happened, and the deals went a little bit further south, and we decided we were probably better off just to keep working it ourselves.
So you turned the sharks down?
I did. Both my business partner and I did.
That's pretty impressive there, Glenn. I mean, you had to be thinking, well, is this a good move? I mean, these guys, what they could bring to the table and all that kind of stuff. But did they ask you to maybe give up too much of your company?
That's what happened at the end of the day. They didn't give us the valuation that we were really looking for, and we thought that through other resources and other support mechanisms that we could probably get just about the same thing.
Well, and the cool thing is, Glenn, when you're if you're on Shark Tank and you're displaying your product, you've already won. I mean, it's already kind of in your court there because the exposure alone is that had to be incredible.
Randy, that's so true, and we did. We saw a really big spike in sales right when the show was actually airing. We could actually watch people come online to our site, www.brushhero.com, and watch them purchase it. And that continues even through today, that spike.
Okay, so if you go to brushhero.com, that's where you can order it. How much does it cost?
It costs $34.99 for each brush here. That comes with the core rotary unit and two brushes.
Man, what a cool thing. What a couple of monumental, successful ventures you've had as a pilot, and then to take a product from invention to design to market. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, it's been a great ride. Like I said, this is about my fourth or fifth business I've started across the last 20 years. But a lot of that, you know, honestly came from the discipline that the United States Air Force and the Air Force Reserves gave me over the 15 years that I served.
So what was your code name? What was your call signal?
My code name was actually Bad Shoes, and it was actually shortened down. It was shortened down to Shoes, and it actually came from an event that occurred over in Turkey when I was flying over Iraq. When I claimed that it was my bad shoes that made me fall and cut my arm.
Oh.
And so my supervisors jumped on that and said, you got a code name now. It's Bad Shoes.
Bad Shoes. So you got Killer, you got Goose, you got Iceman, and you got Bad Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what a
cool. They all have their reasons.
So Glenn, now we're talking to Glenn Archer, F-16 pilot, but also the inventor of the Brush Hero. And you've also got I guess this is still going, the RGK Innovations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, RGK Innovations is actually the company that owns the Brush Hero. RGK Innovations specializes really in taking innovative, intellectually protected properties and marketing them through websites and web-based direct response marketing techniques. And we advertise and market all around the world. Right now, the Brush Hero is sold all the way from Germany to Japan to the United States to Canada.
Wow. And this is a company that you co-founded, right?
That's correct. I have two other business partners that are part of the company.
So if I get an idea for an invention, do I just send it directly to you?
You are more than welcome to come talk to me. I'd love to hear about anybody that has inventions. You can go to rgkinnovations.com, and there's a form you can fill out, and we'll definitely respond to you.
You know what I love about this story, too, Glenn? It really does give a lot of inspiration and hope to veterans that, you know, may not have that same kind of confidence, especially when they're transitioning out, that they could get this done. I mean, you look at your story. Have you worked with a lot of veterans that you've not only helped, you know, maybe materially, but also kind of uplifted with this story?
Yeah, absolutely, Randy. You know, I spent a lot of my time giving back to the community, and especially the community of the veteran world. I'm on the board and treasurer of a not-for-profit based here in Washington, D.C. It's a national not-for-profit called the Code of Support Foundation.
Absolutely.
The Code of Support Foundation was actually founded. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just found out, honestly, about Code of Support Foundation. You guys do some incredible work, but you're kind of under the radar.
We are. Well, we're a fairly young organization, but we do some amazing work, not only with directly providing benefits and support to the neediest of the needy veterans out there, but we're creating a database of all the different types of providers in all the communities across the United States. That way, when a veteran needs help, somebody can look up where that veteran can get help, whether that be from a local Red Cross organization or the United Way or even the Code of Support Foundation as one of the providers out there. There are hundreds of thousands of providers across the United States that help veterans, and we want to make sure there's a database out there that people can use to find these.
What a great idea. You know, it's amazing. We've been doing this radio show we're in our 12th year now. And when we first started, we started with the idea of providing that kind of a platform to these nonprofits that are helping veterans, because nobody really knew where to go, exactly what you're talking about. And not only that, there are a lot of veteran service organizations that have no idea even the database emails of their membership. And so for you guys to be able to collect this information and provide that to veterans, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I mean, it's just what a great and necessary thing. How do veterans get more information on the CODA support?
You can just go to the CODASupportFoundation.org website, and there's some contact information there that you can reach out directly, whether you're a veteran in need or you're a veteran that wants to step up and support the CODA Support Foundation. Remember, the CODA Support Foundation was founded by General Alan Salisbury specifically around the idea of creating a code of support for the 99% of the people that have never served in the military to support the 1% that have. And so you can actually read the code of support tenets on the website that we have tens of thousands of people that have signed our code of support, actually.
Man, that's fantastic. Hey, Glenn, so are you telling us that the sharks, when you see them on TV, they're not as mean as they seem? How about Mr. Wonderful?
Hey, they're all Mr. Wonderful to me. They actually are real people, and they really care about what you're presenting. They're there to learn and listen and provide you feedback and provide you know advice on whether or not they can invest in you or not. And so they're real people. We love being on the show.
How about the Brush Hero now? Do you have a jingle for the Brush Hero?
It's the ultimate detail brush out there. Obviously, we believe that every single garden hose in the world needs a brush hero to clean something.
It's a juke brush hero.
There you go.
And
I may have to steal that from you.
Absolutely. Brush Hero, the ultimate detail brush. Glenn, thank you so much for being on, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
The National Defense is made possible by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is another great success story. This is like almost like the entrepreneur show. You know, we talked to a guy that was on Shark Tank, and now this is a great story about somebody who was in one career, and all of a sudden, it's in a completely different spot. Brian Jacobs is with us. Brian was a Navy combat medic that was integrated in the Marines, two tours in Iraq, over 20 major battles. And so you think, Brian, with that kind of background, you think, man, that guy would make a great chef. Hey, first of all, welcome to the program. Thank you for your service.
Oh, no, thank you guys for having me. It's awesome. Thank you so much for the time. And, you know, it's funny is, you know, I'm hoping to be on that Shark Tank soon, too. So
are you really?
Oh yeah, I want to. I'm chasing. I got a dream, chasing a dream.
Oh man, well, we got a guy for you to talk to. We just had former F-16 pilot that went on Shark Tank and turned them down.
You see, I need to talk to that guy because yeah. I feel like I'm going to be in his shoes.
Oh no! Oh no! This will be perfect. But now, what you're doing? This is pretty incredible. What you're doing? You started an organization originally called Vets to Chefs, right?
Yeah, originally it was called Vet to Chef, and it's a VET, the number two chef. And, you know, it's one of the things that, I started it, and, it comes from a really deep experience that has changed my life. And, unfortunately, that's 22 a day that we hear about. I lost my younger brother to veteran suicide.
Oh, man.
May 27th, 2014. Yeah. And, being a combat corpsman myself, and he was in the Marine Corps. Reintegration was something that was just I don't know. It's just an oversight. There's lots of transitional opportunities, but we didn't fall into those, I guess.
Well, how was your own transition, Brian?
My transition was probably like a lot of veterans who got out within, let's say, from 2003 to probably 2012. I'm going to say. Which I've started to see the numbers, but it was difficult to say the least. I didn't know what PTSD was. I didn't know how to find help. When I did find help, they didn't know what PTSD was really.
Right.
And they didn't know what combat fatigue was. They had no clue. And so it was a very hard place to find support from. And pain was handled in an irregular way. It was given lots of hydrocodones and Tylenol 3s, yep. And And, you know, and then it was like you had a drinking problem on top of that because you weren't seeing the wizard enough to get some demons out to rucksack.
Sure.
And so it was a place that I feel really deep into a very deep, dark place. Ended up homeless. And my brother was a professional couch surfer. And so we went at it, you know, the best way we could, and it was reactionary.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother. And, you know, I think it would have been easy at that point for you to say, there's nothing I can do about this for myself or for anybody else. What was it that kind of turned the corner for you?
You know, what turned the corner for me is that, you know, when I lost Kevin, you know, all I wanted to do was change lives. All I wanted to do was make an impact. And, you know, I love to cook. And I mean, as I tell people, you know, food chose me at a very young age. But even though I've done all these great things and, you know, I was a private chef for the Anheuser-Busch family, and I actually cooked for former President George W. Bush almost 10 years to the day going to Iraq.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You were the private chef for George W. Bush. He's been on this program, and he was sensational.
Oh, he's awesome. He's the only, and I don't know if you can call him, but hey, I'm talking to the chef that cooked for you at the Bush family's house. You're like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
That's pretty cool in itself.
Yeah, well, you know, it was amazing is that, you know, I think, you know, these experiences that you have in your life are meant to happen to give you a certain sense of growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a Navy corpsman, you know, your job is to save lives, is to go into harm's way and make a difference. And, you know, it's such a, you know, such an under-respected piece from, like, the rest of the military. The Marine Corps loves us. I mean, they would jump in front of bullets for us.
I want to talk about some of your, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Brian Jacobs, the founder of Vets to Success. We're going to find out all about that when we come back right here on the National Defense. No matter where you're headed, Farmers Insurance can help you plan for the insurance you want. With practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience at Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and great program called Vets to Success. Founder Brian Jacobs, former Navy combat medic, is on with us here on the National Defense. So, Brian, so you transitioned back. It was a tough transition, but you made it. You found your way into food as a chef, and not just a chef, but, I mean, a chef, personal chef for George W. Bush for a while, and for Anheuser-Busch family. That's incredible. But how did you translate that then into something that would help other veterans?
You know, it was something that was unique to me. That, you know, when I lost Kevin, and this is where it really sparked. You know, I was looking, you know, what can I do to help? What can I do to end this pain? What can I do to, you know, therapeutically change, you know, lives? And I looked at my own life, and I looked at what chose me, which was food. And I was like, something I really loved was, you know, just to cook, because I had to use my mind for something so much bigger.
Right,
I had to concentrate. I had to study. I had to research. And I got to cook and eat what I made. So that was not a bad thing. And I just found this compassion for growing food and brewing beer and making bread and, you know, the simplest things that we take for granted at our supermarket shelf. I decided that I wanted to know how to do those things.
Wow. I mean, that's a big learning curve, I would think.
It's not, though. That's the thing is that, you know, what's amazing about our veteran brothers and sisters is that they already have what it takes to be re-educated.
Yeah, right.
They have all those things. All you have to do is give them a skill set. And so what we're doing with Vets to Success is we're playing off what the military didn't turn off. It's that military mindset, that intention to serve. They need a purpose and belonging.
Yes,
and
right.
So we take the veterans who are homeless or displaced, and we put them back into small fire teams on a new mission. And for some reason, it's a natural fit.
Wow.
I mean, it's an amazing piece. And we're not catering to one service and the other. I mean, I've had every branch of service. From, you know, Coasties to, you know, Airedales from the Air Force to, I mean, Marines, Army, Navy, you name it. And from all rates. I mean, I've had guys who used to load bombs, people who, you know, shoot guns. But what they don't realize is that they have the basics that what it takes to learn something. And
so out of all those branches, who makes the best chefs?
I mean, I don't want to, you know, say the Marine Corps, but, you know.
Well, I probably could have guessed that one. Oh, that's funny.
I mean.
But, you know, Brian.
Yeah, we are.
We talk to a lot of people on the show that have different programs for PTSD and you know, transitioning out and different things. But it all kind of comes back to two common points. Number one, give a veteran a purpose and a skill set.
Right.
But then number two, let them have camaraderie again with other veterans.
Exactly. And that's the bigger picture. You know, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, and, you know, I respect everybody's coming to the table and trying to make their initiatives. And, you know, and I don't point fingers, but, you know, a lot of what transition is trying to figure out where the veteran belongs, mm-hmm. where they're going to find the best fit for them. And, you know, all the veterans that come through our programs, they're not necessarily going to stay chefs or bakers or brewers, but they have now a new passion and purpose and something they can share with other veterans. And that's, you know, when we talk about culture, you know, a lot of like, you know, Google or Amazon, you know, a lot of people don't fit their culture. You know, the military culture is a culture unlike anything else.
Right.
And we fit better together in our own little Lego box versus trying to put into someone else's little Lego set.
So, you know, you started with the vet to chefs, then you went vest to bakers and vest to brew. Do you make some pretty good beer?
You know, we are actually going to, you know, we're testing our beer recipes right now. So far, so good. You know, we're making three beers, two beers and a cider. We're making a Brotherhood, Valor, and Snafu.
I love it.
So what we're trying to do is bring that purpose back together because we get what those words mean. They actually mean something deeper to us than the average person. So we're hoping they're, you know, that when people pick these up or they have these in their markets one day that they see this and they go, yeah, that means something more to me than just drinking a double batched IPA, you know, from this place. Well,
right.
Wow,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and the other thing I love too, Brian, is that at the end of the day, for all of these veterans, now you've given them another skill set to continue serving.
Exactly. It's about service. And what people don't understand is that when you get out in the service, you still have to continue to serve. And, you know, I have Vietnam guys coming out to help teach. I have Vietnam brothers who served multiple tours in Vietnam and have not been able to find a purpose of service. They haven't found a place to belong. And this is about veterans leading veterans. And this is what's so unique about it, because we just get each other. And it's, you know...
Yeah, I mean, it's a brotherhood, it's a camaraderie, and to teach these guys and women how to cook, how to bake, and all these other things, it's just such a great thing to do. Where can people find out more information about the Vets to Success?
Well, we're live on, you know, web pages and all that good stuff. So, you know, it's Vets, VETS, the number 2, success.org. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. And what I tell people, because, you know, people who are listening today are not necessarily going to be veterans all the time, but for those families who know that somebody could use or reach out, you know, you can refer somebody. You can put, you know, in the comments, and you can tell somebody, you know, go onto our page, share the experience, and let them know that they can have a purpose again, and they can serve again, and they can have a place back in the community they live in again. That's really important.
Brian, listen, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing now. We just really appreciate it. And I want to have you back on the show. I want to taste some of your stuff. What is your best dish?
Well, you know, best dish, you know, it's so hard to say as a chef, you know. My culinary background, I actually went to Lyon, France, and got a double master's in Lyon. So, you know, French cuisine. So it's Southern, it's French. It's got a little flair of the spice of India into it. So I like spices and I like boldness. So, you know, I take really Southern delicacies and I transform them into, you know, something that you've never had, but it's still cornbread or still, you know, a shrimp and grits, but we do something phenomenal to it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So the veterans get that 12-week classical French training, and they get the classical baking training, and we're actually working with companies from Europe, which is amazing.
Really? Well, I guess I missed that part about you getting 2 degrees in France.
Yeah. I've decided to go out and, you know, spread my eagle wings, as I say. And,
oh, my gosh. And... Yeah. Wow. Hey, Brian, thank you for the time, man. And we hope to talk to you soon on the program.
Awesome. Love to be back. Thank you so much for the time.
Hey, the National Defense continues here. One of our great partners on the program, Farmers Insurance. And I am so excited to talk to this guy because he's a colonel Dun, 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 dun. Colonel Charles Johnson is with us. Colonel, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thanks for having us. Hey, we really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys today.
Absolutely. Thank you. No, no, it's our pleasure. And after reading your background, I got to ask you, okay, so 32 years in the service, retired as a colonel, and at one point had responsibility for over 200 drill sergeants, right?
I did. And, you know, you ask about probably the best job I ever had in the military, and that would have been it. I was a battalion commander for a drill sergeant battalion and as a part of the Army Reserve. And so I had a responsibility for five drill sergeant companies located in Miami and Puerto Rico. So that was by far the best job I had in the military.
Well, if you're responsible for training 200 drill sergeants, how much of a badass do you have to be?
You don't always have to be a badass.
I mean, it's incredible. Colonel Charles Johnson. I mean, and now you're with Farmers, and you're doing a great thing for Farmers. You're over there, Farmers Veterans Employee Resource Group, that we'll get into. But, hey, first of all, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, it's amazing. Farmers Insurance, and I don't know if people really know, especially the veteran portion of Farmers Insurance, but it was founded by two World War I veterans, right?
Yes, it was. John Tyler and Thomas Levy, they founded the company back in 1928 after serving in the war. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's incredible. So you guys have always had that veteran and military sensibility and mentality in terms of taking care of our nation's heroes. But now you've gone a step further. Last year developed the Veterans Employee Resource Group. And this is going to be really a strong thing for veterans. Can you talk about that a little bit?
It really is. We developed the ERG. We call it ERGs for Employee Resource Group. We developed it in 2016. And so last year was really our first year of getting active and getting engaged with both veterans and also the community that we serve here. To make it formal, the mission of the ERG is to strengthen farmers and our customer relationship by building a more diverse workforce, cultivating an inclusive workplace, and delivering the best employee services to our nation's veterans and their families. That's the formal mission of the ERG. But the way we do that is we've organized around three pillars: education and career, also business impact, and then our outreach pillar. And with the education and career, we're really focusing on two aspects of that. First of all, how do we educate farmers on what it means to hire a veteran? And so to that end, last year we developed a recruiting guide, and our mission really is to get out to the recruiters, the hiring managers, the talent acquisition folks internally and educate them on what it means to hire a veteran. In fact, I'm speaking to a group of about 40 or 50 HR personnel next Monday to really talk about what it means to hire a veteran.
Boy, so that's just a fascinating part of this in itself, Colonel.
It is.
Because that's almost the reverse of how many companies think. You know, a lot of companies say, if you're a veteran, we're going to make you fit into our system. Well, you're saying just the opposite, right?
We are, and part of the issue, a lot of companies say they want to hire veterans, but they don't know how to do it.
Right.
Or when they talk to a veteran, and the veterans say, well, I was a company commander, and they don't know how to translate the skills, the soft skills that veteran brings. And so we want to make sure that we educate our people on what it means when a captain sits down in front of them and say, yeah, I was a company commander. So we want them to understand, what does that mean? And I think that's part of the problem that most companies have, is they really don't know how to translate the military skills into what they need in the civilian workplace.
Yeah, you know, there are companies that just exist today, many of which we've had on the program, that actually train veterans to just fill out an application and to how to answer those interviewers' questions, because a lot of times the interviewer's questions has nothing to do with veterans, nothing to do with the military, and everything is so foreign to them that they have to kind of reprogram their brains to answer that. But what you guys are doing is saying, these veterans have such a value, we need to find out how to train you to support them.
Absolutely. And, you know, veterans are going to bring leadership skills, they're going to their self-discipline, you know, they're loyal, you know, and of course, you know, the military values, the Army values, we have seven values. And if you look at that list, those are the kind of people that you want to hire and bring into your organization. And so, yeah, so we're training our folks on what it means to hire a veteran. And then once we hire the veteran, we're also mentoring the veterans internally. So I personally send a note to the veteran and assign them a mentor here internally so that, you know, 6 months from now when the veteran has been here for a while, he can start to navigate better through the farmer's process.
Wow, and so what a cool process. That's really outstanding.
Yeah, so we're excited about it. And so those, you know, of course, like I said, we have three pillars, but that's the pillar that we're focusing most of our effort on. We also have an outreach program, which centers around, you know, making sure that we celebrate the veterans, you know, Veterans Day and those type things, and having events to celebrate that. And then we participate in our community as well. So we have a couple of initiatives that we participate in. There's an organization here called For the Troops. And they package care packages and deliver those to soldiers. And so we often go over and help them build those care packages and help send, you know, prepare those to be sent out.
That's great.
I personally visit veterans here at the local VA hospital on a regular basis to just walk from bedside to bedside and you know, say thank you for your service to the veterans that are inpatient at the VA facility. So those are the things that farmers were doing outside of the walls to help the veteran community here in the area.
Colonel, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Colonel Johnson is going to tell us more about the Farmers Veterans Employee Resource Group right there at Farmers. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we're talking to Colonel Charles Johnson from Farmers, about the Farmers Veterans Employee Resource Group. And the other thing I heard you say, Colonel, that was very important was the veterans and their families. Tell us how the families are involved and the kind of attention you give them.
And, yeah, that's perfect question. So my wife, for example, is involved in everything I do. She's visited the VA hospital with me as well. And so we often make sure that we're just not focusing on the veterans or, you know, but we also get their families involved as well. And really our employee resource group is called Veterans and Advocates. We do have veterans that are part of the organization, but we also have just as many advocates. And those are the folks that who have fathers or brothers or, you know, husbands or wives that have served and are, you know, are not veterans themselves,
sure,
but they're supporting what we're doing as well.
And the thing I think that this message is sending from Farmers to all veterans and to those who, you know, are coming back, transitioning out, is that we're ready for you. We want to talk to you. We speak your language. And Colonel, I think, you know, you said something earlier about what kind of an employee a veteran makes. And we hear this from companies all the time. And I love to talk to companies, especially companies, you know, that have never had a multitude of veterans. They can't believe what kind of worker they're getting.
They really can't. And mainly because they just haven't had the experience. You know, everyone says they want to help, but they just don't know how.
Right.
And so, but once they experience the type of employee that they're getting, it makes a world of difference. And I, you know, personally, I like to believe that as we move forward, as farmers have interaction with other veterans, they can look at me and say, you know what, we want another veteran just like Colonel Johnson. Mm. And so that's been my goal, to make sure that, you know, that I come in and I do a really good job so that I can set the stage for other veterans to come in as well.
Yeah, and, you know, the fact remains that veterans have their own special language, that veterans have their own special camaraderie, and to go to a place like Farmers where that exists already, that culture is already there in these groups, well, I mean, I just can't imagine a more perfect scenario.
It's absolutely right, and you also have, you know, we have veterans from the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, the Marines. And so in addition to you know, being able to celebrate each other, there's also the competition between the services as well.
So I was just going to say that. That's always, it's going to be there no matter where you are, right?
Absolutely. So last year, our executive sponsor was an Army veteran. This year, since he's an Air Force veteran. And so, with me being an Army vet, we go back and forth on that, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fun. Hey, Colonel, what is the best way for people to find out about the Veterans Employee Resource Group there at Farmers?
Yeah, the best way to find us is at farmers.com/careers. And then we actually have a tab under the career section that will direct veterans how to apply for positions here at Farmers.
Wow.
But again, that's www.farmers.com/careers.
Guys are great. Just keep on doing great things. Colonel, we want to have you back on, okay?
Just let me know when. I will jump at the opportunity.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
We'll be back here next week with a brand new edition of the National Defense.
Oh, say, can